I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I'm in my dressing room. It's about 10. Oh, should I shave a little?
Yeah,
I haven't shaved. Okay. Oh my God, I don't think that I can do this podcast and shave at the same time. So I'm going to make this short. We've got Kristen from Vanderpump Rules. We're going to find out if it's about the pasta or if it's about something else. And Quad from Married to Medicine. Married to Medicine this season is some of the realest shit I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. It's so good, you guys. If you're not watching, catch up. It's all happening on that show. I'm not even kidding. All right. See you on the show. I'm going to shave.
Her marriage has been a nightmare of endless brawls, and she often dreams of bashing in Jax's balls. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kristen Doty and Quad Webb Lunsford now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. We just had a little mishap almost. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with one woman who is very busy and another who seems to have a lot of time on her hands. Like the Miami girl incident of yesteryear, tonight my first guest once again pulled her favorite move, flying in a surprise visitor to try to ruin someone else's relationship. Oh, from Vanderpump Rules, it's Kristen Doty. When she and her husband couldn't make amends, she consoled herself with a six-figure Mercedes-Benz. Please welcome Married to Medicine's Quad Webb Lunsford. Great to see you both. You know, we love a crossover on the show, and I have to say, I've been saying all season long that Vanderpump Rules is the best show going on TV right now. But I just caught up on Married to Medicine 2 weeks ago, you guys, and we shot the reunion last week. It was the realest reunion I have ever shot. It was so serious. And then I was like, and it's on Friday, so it's a weird night for me because we're not on.
Right.
Anyway, so Quad, thank you for being here because
course,
I'm so
absolutely.
In. And if you're not in yet, you got to catch up because you will flip. And tonight's bartender is the host of the weekly pregame on BravoTV.com. And since she's also my assistant, she should be no stranger to hosting or pregaming. Welcome back, Darren Karp.
Thank you.
Hi, Darren. What is the weekly pregame?
We do BravoTV.com exclusives with lovely Bravo Lebs to get them excited for the week ahead on Bravo.
Thank you. Lala has been such an inspiring feminist in the last few episodes. We are all about it.
Yes.
Take a look.
I'm here to save everybody.
Oh, my God, you look amazing.
Enough. Stop. I'm over it.
God forbid that women stand together.
Oh, stop. Now you're out of it.
Stop.
I am
done.
Don't yell.
yell at me.
With every single person sitting there blaming each other.
I'm f***ing badass.
I'm done with these men thinking that they can do whatever the f*** they want.
I want every woman to know their f***ing worth. Power of the pussy. I want every single pussy to just f***ing get along.
Wow. Yeah. And it seems like you guys have been getting along with her in a way that you hadn't before.
I love Lala.
You do?
Give me some Lala.
Wow. On next week's episode of Married to Medicine, things get rocky when Quad and Simone go head-to-head on a boat trip. Take a look.
I'm learning that maybe my tone is a little off.
What I want to say for the record is if someone calls you out on your sh** or anyone here, it doesn't mean that you're under attack.
Everybody feel like they got to walk on eggshells with you because you're the youngest and they don't want to hurt your feelings.
We have taken it a lot easier on Quad because we know that she's sensitive.
That's bullsh**. Let me tell you, that is not true.
You place yourself on a pedestal.
No, you.
You.
Okay, that airs this Friday on Bravo.
No! No!
Kristen, we were obsessed with the Vanderpump Rules Pitch Perfect promo and with your singing. Watch.
When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
On the 12th day of pitch, must my true love give to me.
Did you take singing lessons? Did you take singing lessons for that?
I was a choir dork.
You were a choir dork?
Yeah.
Wow. Quad, your relationship with Greg is not the only thing that's heating up lately. You have been, your cooking videos on Instagram?
Yes.
We're obsessed. Take a look.
Cooking with Miss Quad. Get into it a fall face first. It's the lasagna, honey. Yes, God, Miss Quad. Oh, yes, honey, Miss Quad has been very busy in the kitchen. Get into that fish, honey. Miss Quad, you got skills to pay the bills, girl.
That's right.
This fish ain't gonna know what happened to it. You can see the lasagna is underway. She likes layups, honey. Layups. I can't wait to wrap my lips around
it. I love it. Kristen and Quad came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Kristen flew Brittany's family to L.A. because she's got her gal pals back like crazy, but according to Jackson Company, Kristen is one gal who is back to being crazy. Take a look.
You know the best part about this whole thing is? What? Kristen's involvement.
I'm flying Brittany's mom out here. I am desperate for Brittany to finally break up with Jack.
Oh, I heard Kristen flew her ass out to f*** you over.
There aren't enough adjectives to describe how badly I want to break them up. I have another surprise coming.
Oh my God.
Nothing comes out of her heart. Not one thing. Honestly, I care more about the rock and the street. Talking to an adult is actually refreshing.
Some people want to say that crazy Kristen is come and gone. I'm saying the bitch is still alive and well. She's a loony.
Okay, we want to know how you feel. Do you miss crazy Kristen? Yes or no? Go to WWHL.TV right now. Which way do you think this is going to go?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like something of a lance. Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. This is fascinating. All right. Wow, it's about 50-50. All right.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, here's what. Despite Kristen's best efforts to make Jax's life the worst, this round went to Jax. Watch.
So do you think we can talk about a little bit?
Yes.
About
what do you want to know?
Was it a one-time thing?
Oh, yeah. It's not Brittany. It's not anybody. It's me. And I'm not happy with myself. Not even this much.
Really?
No. Not even a little bit.
That makes me sad.
It makes me sad, too. Like, I bawl my eyes out. I'm a selfish, terrible person.
Jax, I have saw a lot of good things in you. You know, I give you a second chance, and I don't, you know, give up on you. And, you know, I love you.
Suck it, Kristen.
I'm believing in you.
Did you buy it?
No. I mean, I think that he was telling the truth in that moment, but does that mean he's a changed man? No.
Second, this season on Married to Medicine, while Quad was writing a cookbook called Romance on the Table, it was her romance in her marriage that was most definitely tabled. Take a look.
I feel like you're combative.
You sitting up here puffing me a whole bunch of bullshit. And I'm not supposed to get upset.
You don't make me feel loved.
I just want you for love. I just want you to love me.
keep hurting me, Gregory. Like, I feel like I'm in this marriage by myself.
We are in a tumultuous state right now in our marriage, and that's real tough.
When I'm out here busting my ass all the time working, I've been taking care of you since the day I met you.
I hate to think about what would happen if things don't start changing in my marriage. I don't even want to speak it into existence.
This is a big, what's the repercussions from what went on with Jackie in her marriage? I know this was going on with you, but it's like everyone is going through it this season.
Yeah, it's been a very challenging time for the ladies of Married to Medicine, and the marriages are really just, they're suffering.
Yeah.
To say the least, it was really hard for me to just watch that clip. It almost took me out of here.
Yeah. Well, here's what, Quad and Greg aren't the only ones with a marriage in need of some medicine. It's time to prod with Quad the other women's relationships, Jackie and Curtis. So it seems like they're back in therapy on the show. Can therapy fix their issue?
I think Curtis is remorseful. And so that's a step.
Simone and Cecil recently announced they're getting a divorce. Were you shocked?
My mouth was on the floor.
You found out at the reunion along with most of the other women.
Yes, it was shocking and jaw-dropping.
Toya and Eugene. Eugene seems to get annoyed when Toya is bringing up their sex life in public or lack thereof. Do you think Toya needs to keep some of that private?
Well, Toya needs to check in with Eugene first to see if it's cool.
Heavenly and Damon, they seem like Heavenly is taking what was happening in everyone else's relationships into her relationship. Does she have anything to worry about?
Well, she says she doesn't.
Contessa and Scott, they're having a hard time balancing with their family. Should Contessa sacrifice her job to be at home more?
Well, you know, she went through a lot to get that job. That's not easy to do. But if she's ready to put it on the table, then show it shall be.
Mariah and Aiden. Mariah, everything seems good, but the sex life situation, what do you think?
I didn't hear much about the sex life, so I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't understand. I think what was being said.
She talked about that in fact that her husband never has issues with having sex, even when he's tired, which struck a nerve with Toya because Eugene isn't in.
Oh, well, that's a healthy sex life then.
Yes. All right, thank you very much, Mariah. Marquaz. Sorry. Finally, even though Kristen's no longer a waitress, she still manages to serve the hottest tea in WeHo. So here's what, Kristen, we've invited some of the men of Pump Rules into the house, and we want you to spill it. I'm going to ask you a question. You pick your answer out of the following fellas: Jack, Sandoval, Schwartz, James, Carter, and Rob. Who do you think has cheated on their significant other the most?
James.
Jax. Who do you think is the worst of these guys in bed?
Oh, God. I have not had sex with Rob or Schwartz, so I'm going to say Rob because I just love Schwartz.
Okay. Based on looks alone, who would you swipe right on the quickest aside from Carter?
Oh, God, Carter. Schwartz.
Oh God, these are so shady. Who will be the next to get married in the group?
Oh, none of them.
Who has the highest freak number?
The highest freak number?
Yeah.
People they've had sex with?
Freaky,
sex.
Freakiest in the sheets.
Carter.
Who kisses Lisa Vanderpump's ass the most?
Schwartz.
Who has the worst style?
James.
Thank you very much, Kristen. Kristen, the Jamie Effect said, can you confirm that Sheena hooked up with Carl from Summer House recently? Big Mouth Steven, who's here in the audience, with Lauren, said that on a podcast today or on the radio today.
So I wasn't there, but I can 1,000,000% confirm that it happened.
Wow. I love a crossover. Good job, Steven. Oh, my God. Quad, what did you think about Toya sitting on Curtis's lap during Barbados trip?
I thought she was very busy. I did. I thought Curtis was very busy. Everybody was busy, honey.
Yeah.
We just need a timeout for a second.
Kristen, a lot of buzz. Is it about the pasta or is it about something else? Is pasta a code word for something else? Like
pasta
cocaine?
Pasta is not the code word for cocaine, I swear. I actually almost ate the pasta.
You did? Okay.
It's the angel hair checka at Sir, and it is a huge portion. I would have eaten it too.
Okay. So it is truly not about the pasta.
It is I mean, it was not about the pasta, but okay. It's about the pasta.
Okay, right. Okay, very good. Oh my gosh. Miss Quad, Lisa. I want to know what you think of Contessa as an addition to the group.
You know what? I think Contessa has a future with Married to Medicine.
I think she's fantastic.
She's tough. She's beautiful. You know, she speaks her mind. I like a girl that's going to speak her mind.
Yeah,
I think she has a lot to offer.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Evan from Jersey. Hey, Evan.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, my question is for Kristen.
Okay.
And it is, what do you think it will take for Brittany to break up with Jack?
I wish I knew. I tried. I failed. I did not conquer that battle.
Oh, my God.
Well, girl, you just keep it real, don't you?
Yes, she does. Oh, yeah, she definitely does. Let's go to Joseph from South Carolina. Hey, Joseph, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Quad, and I want to know, Quad, will you ever forgive Mariah?
Here's the thing. I don't really like to use my platform to talk about anyone else. I think if she stopped exercising, doing certain things on the Facebook Live, like trashing me, then there might be some hope there. I wish her well in all of her endeavors, though.
Oh, my gosh. We have a really good... Oh, I want to know, wait, what do you think about the whole James and Logan thing? Do you think it's possible? You said on the show...
I think he waded in the pond.
You do?
Yes,
you think James has swum in the man pond?
I do think so.
Wow. With Logan?
Yes, with Logan.
When you were with James, did you ever think that this was possible?
I did not when I was with James, but I think that I was, like, my focus was a little all over the place. I was more focused on Tom and Ariana at that point.
Right.
You are focused on a lot of people. Are you ever focused on yourself?
Yeah.
Well, how are you very busy?
You're right. Let's take a look at a sneak peek of next week's Vanderpump Rules. When Kristen continues to try to rip Jax and Brittany apart, so Jax rips Kristen a new one. Here's a sneak peek.
There's this one person Jax Taylor cares about, and that's Jax Taylor.
Kristen is the fakest bitch there is.
Everything is always my fault. It's like I'm this lightning rod for Jax's hatred.
You've never been to a party where you haven't got kicked out of.
Oh, my God, Brittany, why are you with him? He's such a piece of shit. Oh, my God.
Jax, dude, calm down.
Sip her a straw with her bit down fingernails down to the bone. Why, Brittany? Oh, my God, he's just so much better.
I'm over here, and I can hear everything you're saying, screaming about one of my best friends.
Probably one of the most annoying people I've ever met in my life.
Ooh, honey. So much love between you and Jax. My God.
Quad, Valerie R. emailed, this is a good question. She said, has the news of Simone's divorce with Cecil changed any feelings you have about your own marriage?
You know what? I hate to hear that, but it does make me take a closer look at some of the things that have been going on in my marriage. And there will be some hard decisions that have to be made.
Wow. It was, like I said, I mean, that reunion was, it was tough. All the men were there, very, very intense. Let's go to Kristen from New York. Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love your show, ladies. You look beautiful. My question is for Kristen.
Okay.
Kristen, I have a question. Even though, like, Jax has done some extremely tool baggery things like throughout the, you know, the shows and the seasons. Why is it he's getting it such a bad rap when it's rumored that Britney actually kind of agreed to do a threesome with them? Just curious.
Britney never agreed to do a threesome ever.
Was it?
I don't know who even when that was said. That was part of like the recording that Faith said
right.
Jax wanted that, and that Kate, they didn't do it because of Katie, but Britney never agreed to that.
Okay, Kristen, MZ Hoo-ha, why are you so easy to dismiss Sheena when Sheena was the only one who stood by you when everyone else turned their backs on you?
Ooh, talk about it.
I mean, are you Sheena's best friend, your best friend? Sheena loves that. Like, I was the only one there for you. I was the only one there for you.
And so?
And no, I was not easy to dismiss Sheena. I was actually the last one standing until it just became too much.
Dylan C. texted, Quad, what was going through your mind when Mariah surprised y'all in New Orleans?
Well, it really wasn't a big surprise to me, honey. You always expect the unexpected.
Okay.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Kristen, Kenzie Ashton, do you think Jax has been faithful since the Faith scandal?
Since the Faith scandal, yes.
Quad, Christy Love said, you're looking fierce tonight, Miss Quad. Yeah, she's sparkling. Who are you wearing?
You know what? My stylist got me this beautiful dress, and I'm so sorry. I just, I'm remiss right now.
Okay.
It's a Quad original. It's what
Chris P. emailed Quad, do you miss Lisa Nicole at all?
Who?
Okay. Tessa 75, this is so, okay. Scatterbrain 522. Kristen, do you believe, as James does, that Lala's boyfriend will move on from her when he can get someone younger?
Absolutely not. No, they are so cute and so perfect together. No, James, shut up.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Tom Hanks is going to be playing Mr. Rogers in an upcoming biopic about the beloved children's show host. I'm so excited about this. I love Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Also, I can't wait to see the movie. I hear there's a really intense scene where the zipper on his cardigan gets stuck. I am excited, though. Today's that was messy, right,
Clyde? I'm laughing at
it, baby. Was that messy? Messy? Okay, today's shackle goes to the White House for misspelling State of the Union on tickets to the event by calling it State of the Union. The morons lead from the top. In other news, I'm now going to be hosting Real Housewives reunion specials from here on out, and Trump is now claiming that the Oxford English Dictionary is fake news. Oh my God. Was that messy enough,
Glenn? I may have fought, honey. Okay. Your messy level is coming up.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
It is. Yeah,
I love
it
that.
Is. I want to thank Kristen, Quad, and Darren. Okay, we're back with Kristen and Miss Quad, Vanderpump Rules, Married to Medicine. Behind the bar, it is my assistant, Darren. She hosts the weekly pregame at BravoTV.com. She interviews all your favorite Bravo labs and gives you a sneak peek of what's coming up on Bravo. Darren, how long have you worked for me? 5 years?
7.
Oh!
You stole my 20s.
I stole your 20s?
My 20s, yes.
Oh,
thanks for remembering.
It's been a good 7 years. It feels like 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good way to spin it.
I mean, we have a tweet from Sheena. Let's see
it. Oh, lovely.
She said, I find it funny how Kristen Doty keeps saying she knows things 1,000,000% happened when she's never there and we aren't friends.
Hmm. Ooh, tough dig.
I do love it that I do, one of the things I like about you is that you do proclaim things with great certainty.
Absolutely.
You say,
absolutely.
Sheena's guy kissed unequivocally, I know it for sure, at Toca Madero. Like, you know it.
Yes.
Yes, I like that. Okay, any response to Sheena's comment?
1,000,000%.
Okay. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Kristen. I'm calling from Brockton, New York.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Kristen. If you had to, which ex would you take back? Tom, Jack, or James Kennedy?
Oh, I know the answer.
So Jax wasn't my ex. And I love Tom and Ariana together, but I had to choose it would be Tom.
That's what I was going to predict.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yes, my name is Monica. I'm calling from Ohio. And hi, Kristen, Quad. I'm big fans of both of you and your shows. But my question is for Quad. I run a fashion blog, and I actually put your style in some pictures on my blog because I love the way that you dress because you're so fashionable. So my question is, besides your cookbook, do you have any plans to do a fashion line, whether it be clothes or shoes or anything like that?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to thank you for the compliment, honey. One fashion girl to the next, honey. How about that? But actually, that may be something that I would explore in the future in terms of human apparel. But right now, you can go to Picture Perfect Pup if you are a pup parent and go ahead and just shop till you drop, child.
Yes.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Sarah from Houston.
Hey.
Hi, my question is for Kristen. I want to know, are you and Ariana friends? And if not, what can we do to get a Kristana to happen?
Oh. Are you? I mean, it seems like you get along better than you ever have. Would you consider yourself friends?
I think that we are friendly. We are great acquaintances. We hang out. Mm-hmm. We text. She unblocked me on social media.
Ooh,
I'm scared to use the word friends because if she breaks up with me, I'm going to be really upset about it. So.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Diane from Mississippi.
Hey, Diane. What's up?
So cute.
I'd like to speak to Quad.
Okay. She's right here.
Well,
hi, Diane.
Here she
Thanks
is.
For calling. How are you?
Hi, Quad.
Hey, girl.
My question is, are you friends with any of the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I am, actually. A few of them. Actually, everybody almost. The girls and I always hang out. We spend time together. Cynthia, NeNe, Portia at times, Candy. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, pretty much. You know, it's Sheree, definitely Sheree.
Yeah.
The only one that I don't really have any relationship with at all is probably Kenya.
Okay.
But I'm happy that she has a relationship now and a great husband.
Back to the phones. Last call of the night.
Seriously.
She was not being shady.
No, I'm serious, guys. Yeah. Listen.
Everyone
why does she always
weird.
Have to get flack for that? The girl has a husband. The man looks like he loves her. Let's celebrate the woman.
Yes.
Amen to that.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Judy, and I'm on Hatteras Island.
Hey, how are you?
North Carolina. I'm fine. My question is for Kristen.
Okay.
And what I'd like to ask her, out of the new receptionist, Billy, at Sir, or the Reiki teacher, I can't remember her name, which one do you think Jax will sleep with first?
Ooh. That Jax is very busy.
Billy is a great girl who loves Britney, so definitely Kelsey.
There you go. Hey, Darren, what's the most demeaning thing I've ever asked you to do? What's the worst thing I've ever asked you to do?
You never asked me to do anything that terrible.
He is your boss.
No.
But
you barely asked me to get you lunch ever.
Did today.
Yeah, that's after 5-7 years or whatever. Maybe not know how long I've been working for you. You called me Deirdre once.
Did I?
Yeah, that was pretty bad, but I love Deirdre.
Deirdre's my executive producer, so, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
D-names.
Yeah.
Power women with D-names.
I'll take it.
Yes. I want to thank Kristen and Quad and Darren for more. Click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.